Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker vs. Sneaker category, executive realness contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to the show for Monday, December 1st, 2008. I'm your host, Tom Blumenthal, and I'm so pleased to have you guys joining me tonight after a wonderful weekend of family, fun, and food. Happy Thanksgiving, the aftermath. I'm sure all of you have put on a lot of pounds. Some of you guys needed to stay away from the table, but I'm sure you could not resist all of that delicious food. And so a lot of you all are sitting at home right now stuffed. You need to get out and start running and lose some of the pounds that you have accumulated over the holiday weekend. I am so sick of turkey. I don't want to see any more turkey at all. So welcome again to the show for Monday, December 1st. And so glad to have you joining me. Again, I'm your host, Tom Blumenthal. You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio. And you can tune in to us on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/servethekids. For those of you who would like to call in and make comments or ask questions or call in and give shout-outs and things of that nature, you can call me at 347-996-3610 to get all of your shout-outs and questions and comments and things like that on the air. But again, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you joining me. And I'm going to take a short break while I get things in order, and then we will be right back in just a moment.
You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio on blogtalkradio.com/servethekids with creator and host Tom Blumenthal. Call in now at 347-996-3610.
Serve or get served, honey.
How you doing?
Your boy stay fit. I'm ready. Can nobody tell me nothing.
Ask me how's the air up there. Don't you catch me in the treetop. This right here's a classic like a pair of Reeboks. Switching four lanes in the old school T-top. 28's chop, chop, chopping up streets out. Set the club on fire with anything that we drop. Make the juice box wet, make that pussy bebop. She on a handstand, man, I love the way she peep out. She can tell I'm a G, she can tell I'm a G. She can tell I'm a G, she can tell I'm a G. I got a Gmail, take a G code. I catch a G spot, when you leave a G fold. $100 bill, that's a C note. You got 10 of them, and that's a G note. I check the time, ice blocks on my G shop. You know who it is, Slim and Young G Rock.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Serve the Kids Radio with Tom Blumenthal at blogtalkradio.com/servethekids. I'm so glad to have you here with me. And again, welcome back from the holiday. It was a wonderful holiday. I hope everybody enjoyed their holiday. I went to North Carolina to visit the family, and I had a great time, minus a few issues with my dysfunctional family. But I was so glad to get back home because I was kind of over it after a couple of days. Anyway, let's welcome to the show at this time my co-host. You guys know Aviats, all the way from D.C. I want to take this opportunity and welcome on the line the one and only Ms. Aviats.
Well, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm still nibbling off a lot of cake that my grandmother sent back home with me.
I know that's right. I just ate the last piece of cake just moments before we went on air. So.
Oh, really?
Did not gain a pound, mind you. But, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh. So how are you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm really doing good. I'm just it's kind of cold here. Actually, we had a few flurries this morning. I had to drive up to Chattanooga, and it was snowing up in the North Georgia area and in the eastern part of Tennessee. They had snow there. Just some flurries, nothing major.
Yeah.
The South. You know, in the
yeah,
South.
Yeah, that's just
a
precursor to what's about to come.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a blast this winter.
Yeah, I hope we don't have a blizzard, though, but, you know, God has to do his work, as the old folks would say.
That's right, but I want to say to everybody, you know, there are a lot of balls that are coming up in the month of December, and you guys know how I feel about November and December and even January balls, and it's no shade to anybody. I can't figure out for the life of me why people insist on having balls during this time of the year, but I am scheduled to go to Richmond, Virginia, and then to D.C. this weekend for the two balls there, for Javon's Chanel's ball and then the Con ball on Saturday. But I'm letting everybody know right now, if it snows, if there's any inclement weather, I will not be in attendance.
I know that's right.
I'm sorry. I hope that the weather is clear, but if there's any inclement weather, any snow, ice, or any such thing, I won't be in the building.
I know that's right. I know that's right because I don't do snow either, baby. I'm not a polar bear, okay?
Okay. It's doing good to get me out in this weather, period, because I don't like to travel in this
right.
cold weather.
And you know what's so surprising about this past weekend? I mean, people were just absolutely everywhere, and the economy is supposed to be so down. But
right.
people were spending money according
like
to – go ahead.
No, I was saying it doesn't seem like the economy is down because people were out, like you said.
Yeah, people were out just spending money. I mean, and based on the national reports, just this past weekend, people spent $43 billion. Now, I wasn't one of those people, but if you know, for those that did spend money this past weekend, the national average was $373 per person as an average. $43 billion in just one weekend. So the economy thing, I don't know, maybe that's just an illusion.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's so much an illusion, but something doesn't seem to add up. I will say that, because with all
there
the job losses, all the job losses, it just didn't seem like it to me. Because maybe people are just they saved up a lot of money and they have extra money to spend. I don't know.
Right. I just think that some people, the Christmas season, the holiday season, it just does something to them, and they just splurge.
Yeah, and I don't do that. I don't even participate in this whole shopping frenzy. In fact, this year I didn't even go out to any sales on Black Friday.
Yeah, I don't do the Black Friday thing.
Yeah. And did you hear about that poor guy that got trampled to death somewhere in
I think
Walmart,
a Walmart worker or something like that.
Yeah, the Walmart worker opened the store up, and these maniacs trying to get into the store trampled the man to death. You know, and I just think that's ridiculous. You know, ain't
no
that's sale.
Very, very unfortunate. It really
is. Unfortunate. I mean, there's nothing in Walmart that's on sale enough that makes me want to run over somebody.
From what I understand, they actually broke the doors down, baby, almost off the hinges. So I can't even imagine what was in Walmart that would make people go wild like that and not notice that they are trampling over an employee. I just can't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult to wrap my mind around that. Now, I'm sure that poor guy, before he left the house that morning, probably was having conversations with other people, like it's going to be a mess in here today, people are going to be killing themselves, and no pun intended, he was the person. So it's just really sad.
Yeah, I just hate that happened, especially right after Thanksgiving, you know.
Right, right.
But luckily, I was not caught up in the madness. I stayed right at my grandmother's house and kept my coin right in my pocket. Actually, I went up to Norfolk on Thursday night to party.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let me tell you. I don't know what it is about Virginia, but I saw some of the ugliest, hardest-looking femme queens I have ever seen in my life. I mean, you're talking about
there's
some
survivors
manly,
there.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, like, what in the world? People who are in Virginia, in the Chesapeake, Virginia area, the coastal area, Hampton Roads is what they call it. Call
Hampton
me
Roads.
Up at 3. Yes, call me at 347-996-3610, and let me know, is it just a Virginia thing or what? Because I've never seen femme queens to look like this ever in my life. I mean, and there's some hard-looking femme queens here in Atlanta, but not – nowhere near as rough and hard, and I mean, they just look terrible. And I'm talking about even the performers. They had a little drag show at the club.
Yeah.
And the performers looked a mess, just a hard mess, oversurged. I mean, oh, God, just beat up, looking like they had just been beat, you know?
I spent many years in the Hampton Roads area, although I'm not from there originally, but I lived there for quite a while. I went to college in that area. And can I tell you that I've seen now many of drag shows in that region. And unfortunately, there are a lot of hard-looking drag queens. Most of the drag queens there do the streets and the strolls and things, and they make their coins that way. And it's no shade to them. Because there were maybe a handful of ones that looked like real women and that looked like they lived normal lives and things, but the majority of them looked like men in dresses, very, very hard. And sometimes that's due to drug abuse. And, you know, and not only do femme queens have that problem, many gay people have that problem. But I'm just saying in that particular region, I think they're more in survival mode. So it's like, okay, we do the stroll tonight and we do the clubs and try to make some coins tomorrow night. But you never make enough money. Because, you know, like, just think about it. They don't make big salaries in that region. So they don't make enough money to get things done properly. Girls who live in metropolitan cities usually make more money, and they have more opportunities. They're exposed to more, and you know, they see how people are really supposed to look and stuff like that. Because I don't have any real, real good memories. Now, there were some ugly drag queens that were good performers. They were very entertaining, but not necessarily attractive. So,
well, I tell you, Ms. Aviant, I don't know what it was. It could be a mixture of all the things you just said. But these femme queens in the Norfolk Hampton Roads area just look a mess. They look beastly. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. I was actually afraid while I was in there because there was so much going on around me. Let's take a look at the phones and see if this lady, we're waiting on your co-host to get here. You know how she strolls up in here at the last minute.
Yeah.
We also want to get info from everyone listening. If you went to any of the functions this weekend, RJ Balenciaga's ball or the Escada ball in Chicago, we want you guys to call us up and tell us how the functions turned out. If you had a great time, give us your good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. We want to know what happened over the holiday weekend. And also, tell us how your holiday was, too. I mean, did you get into a fight with any of the relatives at Thanksgiving dinner? You know, did the turkey get burned? You know, what happened? So we're looking forward to hearing from you as we await the entrance of our other two co-hosts. Actually, one of them is here right now. Let's go to him live from Chicago, Hanif Carter. Welcome to the show.
What up, Playboy?
What's up, Hanif?
Playboy.
What's up, Abiyan?
Well,
I was talking to you, Abiyan, so I said Playboy.
Right. Because I was about to take your name off that list for my house and stuff.
Oh, my.
How was you guys' holiday?
It was fantastic.
That's good. We got our first snowfall last night here, so,
in Chicago. You know what Chicago gives, baby.
Yeah. We got about 2 to 6 inches, 6 inches in some areas. We only got like 2 inches where I'm at.
Wow. Is that with Chicago already?
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming your way soon. We'll be your way shortly.
Wow.
Wow.
I just got informed. Well, I had got this info earlier. Apparently, and this is what I was talking about with schoolboy realness category. Schoolboys transitioning to new categories because you can't walk schoolboy forever. But I was very pleasantly surprised to learn that Droopy Milan has now transitioned from schoolboy realness to old way. And apparently he did this at RJ's ball. He came out for old way for the first time. I was really surprised to hear that. I wish I had been there to see it. So congratulations to Droopy for starting into a new category. And we look forward to seeing you be successful in that category. I wonder if somebody can call in and tell me why Monet and Tim Tim were getting into it. Apparently there was some altercation taking place between those two, some kind of scuffle or something. Maybe somebody can call us and fill us in on that. So, Hanif, how was the dinner? How was Thanksgiving dinner?
It was great. I made a little macaroni and cheese. I tried to make a sweet potato cream sweet potato cheesecake. And, no usual, you know, turkey and stuff. By the way, did you get your turkey stuff? I'm sorry, did you have any stuffed turkey?
I had sliced turkey, white meat.
Okay. Was it stuffed?
The stuffing was on the side.
Okay.
You're trying it.
I'm sorry. I haven't talked to you in almost a week now, so you know.
Right.
I know.
Right. You know what, Hanif? And I'm going to call you after the show because somebody sent me a message saying to have you call them. They wanted to go out or something. I don't know if you talked to that person. But,
who is it?
I will. Well, I don't want to say his name over the air. But I'll give you the info in a second.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, the person that is always late has finally arrived. So let's give this lady her introduction.
And now, it's time for the nightly Chow Please segment with the much-anticipated, highly sought-after, the infamous T-Filler herself. She's the former Florida Evans, reincarnated as the one and only Miss Rhonda Jenkins with Chow Please.
Rhonda?
Yes, sir.
What's up? What's the tea?
Oh, honey. If I sound like a stuffed turkey, that's because I look like one, too, honey. My stomach is still full.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Child. I stuffed a turkey. I stuffed some turkeys and got my turkey stuffed, honey, and ate some turkeys and, whew, turkey.
Gobble, 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 baby.
Yes, gobble, gobble.
Well, how you doing, Rhonda? It's so good to have you on. Say hi to your co-hosts, Aviance and Hanif are here also.
What up, Playgirl?
Shanil Cook, what's going on? Gee, what's this?
Hey, shit to it.
Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic now, baby.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm glad to be here and hear you guys as well, Chill. I just love the holidays.
I'm hoping that you all logged in and ready for, you know, this juicy information, because I'm sure
we
have some reports that are about to flow in.
Well, somebody would like me to, somebody
flowing to me. I want them to flow right over to Rhonda and Miss Aviance.
Yes, buddy.
What'd you say, Hanif?
Somebody would like me to mention.
You back in business, Hanif?
Something to that.
Well, Hanif, hold on a second, Hanif. If you got something that's coming into you, send it to me first. Let me take a look, because these girls try to set us up on the show and giving us these false tea.
It was just someone saying to stay away from their boyfriend. That was all.
Oh, telling you to stay away from their boyfriend?
No, they're telling apparently Aurelia Chanel to stay away from T.Y. Herrera because he's very happy with Jahari Ebony now. Oh, Jahari Herrera, I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A lot of information. Anyway, Rhonda, are you logged in? Because the tea is spilling over here, sweetie, and I want to spill it right over your way.
Okay.
Yes, Kel. And hi, Neef. I see you got that letter, honey. That came in from Human Resources, child. Well, I see you on you're back on the show regularly and consistently, honey. We thank
you. I'm trying to get that holiday pay. You know,
ooh.
Christmas is coming up.
Ooh. Ooh, a girl, the tea just came over, honey. Ooh, oh. Ooh.
Okay, let's all give our instant messenger addresses. Okay, honey,
yes.
Start off with you.
No, you would. It's Mr. You Dig. Mr. You Dig with two G's at the end.
All right, Miss Rhonda.
Yes, I am at I Got the Tea. IGOTTHETEA at Yahoo.
All righty.
And Zavian?
You always trying it, Tom. I knew that would be your voice. Ballroom Gossip at Yahoo.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long weekend. We are back in business. We were off on Wednesday, and I'm sure a lot has transpired over the last several days. So send that info right into Rhonda, Hanif, and Aviance. And
That was at that Walmart, was it?
Oh, God. Don't mention that.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
No, please do not mention Kelly, because we do not want any drama with them. Let's keep everything on the up and up.
I love Kelly, though.
And my sister is logged in, honey, so not too much to Miss Kelly, Miss Rahi, honey. Not too much.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. okay, let's get to the phones. Let me log off this other site that I'm on. I've got a lot going on over here.
Oh, you're on BGC?
Oh, my God.
BGC.
I just saw a news flash come over my internet that apparently a passenger on a New York City transit bus got into an argument with a bus driver and killed the bus driver.
Oh, my God.
Stabbed the bus driver to death over being denied a free ride, then escaped on foot Monday in the first killing of an on-duty New York City bus driver in more than 25 years.
That is horrible.
That's terrible. Now, you know, I used to be a city bus driver in Atlanta for MARTA, and I drove the bus for SEPTA in Philadelphia. And I know that there are some absolute fools out there that get on these buses, because I used to have to deal with them all the time.
Right.
But I never, ever came into a situation like this where I felt like my life was actually on the line. You know, this is absolutely crazy. The driver was a 46-year-old man by the name of Edwin Thomas, who apparently told the assailant that he could not get a transfer because he had not paid. The attacker then punched and stabbed the bus driver in the torso in front of other passengers. Now, what passengers sat there and watched this happening and did
fear
nothing
passengers.
About it?
People just fear. People are gripped by fear a lot of times. It probably was no black streety tradie boys on the bus, but it was probably women, you know, mostly women.
Probably, yeah, you're probably right.
And they were frightened to death.
I would not have sat on a bus and watched the bus driver get stabbed to death. I would have had to intervene in some type of way.
Right.
That's
I've been wheeling book bags and everything.
I'm sorry to hear that happened.
From a distance, honey, from a distance. No shade to the bus driver. I'm sorry to hear that. That is awful.
Yes. Oh, in a related story, I did want to drop this on you. As a matter of fact, let me go to my email because this was a story. Apparently, there's this teacher in New Jersey who used to be a porn star, and her porn history came back to haunt her because apparently some of the parents at this particular school where she's a teacher discovered her CD history. And they found out that this lady used to be a porn star, so they tried to get her fired. But the school board kept her on, saying that she had not broken any laws, hadn't done anything illegal, and that it would be inappropriate to fire her. But my point in bringing that topic up is that for all of these young boys nowadays that are into porn and doing all these things, you really ought to be careful, because if you decide to one day switch things up and go into some type of professional gig, that porn history could come back to haunt you and keep you from getting a very lucrative job that you might really want.
There you go.
So just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, yes, honey. I was about to say something similar happened to Jasmine Milan Bonet, from my understanding. She was a school
teacher
of some sort in Atlanta, and they snatched her up.
Yeah.
And she lost her job. So, and she just does shows and pageants, you know.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. All right, well, we got a lot of people on the phone line, so I'm going to go to the phones and see what's up, see what these people want to talk about out there.
Something's wrong.
We're talking about a weekend ball recap. Basically, there were several balls over the weekend. Hanif, did you hear anything about the Escada Ball in Chicago? What was it given? I heard the airport got shut down because of snowy weather once again.
Yeah, a lot of people are still trying to make their way out of here because they were trying to get out of here last night, and they had to, you know, roll out the Cotton O'Hare for people to stay home. I'm pretty sure a lot of people were still in hotel rooms and in beds with other people and things, but, you know, I didn't hear anything bad about it. You know, I didn't
go. Another reason why I don't understand why, you know, Chicago of all places, why they continue to try to have these balls and in the heart of the winter season. I don't understand it. But anyway,
I suppose
right along,
as long as they keep traveling to Chicago, they'll keep throwing them.
Well, yeah, I guess. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. I have a caller from an unknown phone number, my first caller of the night. Hello? Caller from the unknown phone number. Rhonda, did you have any tea for us before we jump off into these calls? Because I'm sure it's a lot and it's heavy.
Well, honey, I tried to do the family thing for the most part until I arrived back in your city on Saturday, Jill.
What are you doing
so
here?
I was away from the kids. You know, I have family in Atlanta, honey. Well, I did hear that Didi Aga left Aga, honey, and now she's Mother Alua.
Yeah, I got that tea also.
I can see that. That's believable tea. Go on.
Yeah, so that was interesting. So maybe someone can call in and confirm or deny that. And something was mentioned on Walk for Me about Selvin, honey, being Mother Pendarvis, but word is she's still a 007, so I don't know what that was about.
My sources are still giving me publicity stunts.
Yeah,
because even RJ said last week when he made reference to her and Jack being at his ball commentating, he referred to him as a Mizrahi. So,
And speaking of RJ, honey, they said it had a light crowd and a word, a flop. So, I don't know. Maybe someone to call in and give us
Rhonda, now, Rhonda, that's one of our sponsors. You can't be that mean to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hear that RJ's turnout wasn't pleasant or, you know, as hot as his previous ball. I'm sorry to hear that. I do like RJ as well. You know, maybe the kids just didn't really pop because of the holidays. I don't know. But someone said the venue was cute. I guess that was a even though. But the venue
we'll get some callers to call in and confirm or deny the reports from that.
Oh, and they say VIP was free. VIP was free drinks all night, $40. So
yes,
if you're a lush honey, that couldn't be beat.
And if Dee Dee is out there listening, I know Dee Dee is a fan of the show. She listens quite often. Dee Dee, give us a call and let us know what's going on with the new mother role at the House of Allure. I have been hearing some rumblings about Dee Dee leaving AGA for several months. And I was anticipating this would happen, but I didn't know she was going to be going to Allure. So that's interesting.
Okay, and some more tea from RJ's Ball. They say it wasn't that crowded, but there were a lot of hot battles. So, you know, and the venue was very nice. So, yeah.
I heard. I heard the venue was nice, and that's also, I believe, the same place where they're having the con ball.
Okay. And let's see, what else I got? Oh, Marquise Prodigy left the house this weekend. He's now a 007. Some conflict, honey, between him and Fresh Prodigy. Marquise wanted Fresh to get kicked out, honey. They didn't, so he pumped. So maybe Marquise will call and confirm or deny.
Yeah, call us up, call us Marquise, and let us know the real tea. All right, let's go to the phone lines now. Call us from a 312-545 phone number. Hello, caller.
Just listening.
Okay, 410-483, you're live with Tom. Hello.
Just listening.
All right, callers, we appreciate you guys listening, and I want to thank each of you for listening, but we would like for you to also comment or, you know, listen. Hello, hi. Say hi to the co-hosts, Rhonda, Hanif, and Aviant. You know, we want to engage you all. We want you to engage us. So I'm going to need y'all to do a little bit more to just listen, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to route y'all to the internet. You can listen online. All right, caller from an unknown phone number. Hello. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, caller, go ahead. We lost him. 202-579, you're live with Tom. Hello. 202-579, hello. Okay, I have a caller from Atlanta, 404-234. Hello, caller. Let me cut the beat. Maybe they can't hear me. I don't know what's going on here. This is always a problem. 404-234, you're live. Hello? Yes, go ahead, please. Okay, let's let them go. 240-346, you're live with Tom. Hello?
Hello?
Caller from the 240 phone number? You're causing feedback. I have to drop you, sorry. 301-448 caller, you're live with Tom. Hello.
Hey Tom, I'm just listening.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
This is Mike.
Hey Mike, what's going on? Mike who?
Hi. Yeah, Michael.
Michael. Oh yeah. What's up, Michael? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Did you get your DVDs yet?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Michael, Ms. Aviance, Michael ordered the his DVDs on the Black Friday sale at servethekids.com.
Oh,
by the way, thanks to everyone who checked out my sale. I guess they thought I was joking, so they actually went and checked it out. And I did have the half-off Black Friday sale on everything on my website. So thanks to everybody that went to the site and purchased your DVDs half-off. And, Michael, thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You didn't make it to RJ's Ball, I see.
I wasn't able to make it. Family holiday obligations kept me away. I'm so sorry I missed it.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I was going to say, I did get some good information about RJ's Ball. Some people said that they thought it was real cute and that one of the highlights was that there was a new twister from the House of Khan who was soft and cunt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they said that was one of the highlights, a new Khan twister who was soft and cunt.
Well, who is the new con twister? Who is he?
I don't have the name.
Okay, Diego, if you're out there listening, call me and let me know who the new con twister is. We would like to know who this person is, if he's soft and cunt.
Yes, and in addition,
I think I know who they're talking about.
His name is Justin Kahn.
Yes, Justin. I knew that was him. Actually, Justin had walked Andre's ball, and he won Andre's birthday ball. At that time, he walked as a 007. He wasn't in the house then. I think he had left the house then, and so I guess he went back to the house. But yes, Justin is definitely Stop the Cunt. He is, as a matter of fact, he I believe that night they had to bring it as Sex Sirens, and so he's sexy too. His, you know, in addition to in addition to being a good twister, he's definitely sexy.
See, so I like that crossover appeal. I love it.
Yeah,
I love when you can
see,
do different things.
You had to see that. I'm going to have to send you a copy of that DVD because he came out and gagged everybody because he was giving body, you know, chest and ribs, abs and stuff. Then he came back and vogued and gagged the girls again because he was so soft, the cunt, and I lived.
Yeah,
so,
it was just one dude from back in the day. His name was Adrian Extravaganza. I don't know if you remember him or not. It might be before your time. But this was a gorgeous child. He was actually in that that video with that black and white video, and what's her name? The child, Lord, I don't want to do this child.
With Madonna.
Not Madonna, but you know the video that was playing at the clubs, like at Tracks in Atlanta for years. You know, whenever you would go, it would always be playing, and they would kind of be like posing and stuff. The black and white video. Willie Ninja was in it. He was the light-skinned one with the pretty long hair, and then it was this really dark-skinned girl who was also in it, and they were the only three in that video, and they were all posing, but it was like a house music song. McLaren. McLaren. You remember that?
Okay.
Michael McLaren or something like that?
I don't know him. That was before my era.
It was called Deep in Vogue. Deep in Vogue
yeah,
is what
it
was called. Deep
yeah,
in
that's
Vogue.
It.
But, baby, that boy, he could do that. He could do the cunty thing, and then he could turn around and be, like, really manly, and he was really gorgeous. I mean, and I just love to see people who can just morph from one thing to the next and be effective. It's wonderful. Now, that's talent when you can do that. Because usually
right,
once, you know, people can only do one thing.
That's right. All right, let me go back to the phones. Rhonda, hold on just one second before you go. I'm going to get this other caller holding. 404. Yeah, it's 404-322, caller. 404-322, hello.
Just listening.
Caller from... Okay, Gabrana, did you have something else?
Yes, honey. Aside from someone sending a message saying Justin Kahn was hung like a horse,
that's good information, honey, because I'm right here in Chocolate City, baby.
Yes, that Kima came out of hiding for the holiday, and Mousy Khan was out of jail this weekend, and he was one of the hottest battles at the ball.
Yeah, Mousy's been out for a while. Mousy was at the LaQua Big Bang Party in Philadelphia a couple of weeks back.
Yes, they say he had a hot putting eyewear battle, honey, and setting the Scotta and Gina's gospel, honey.
Somebody just asked me, is Justin Kahn real? Justin, in my opinion, he's definitely real. So, yeah, I see him as a complete package. Okay, I'm sorry, Rhonda.
Oh, no problem, honey. And also, the House of St. Clair is coming to an end, honey. The legendary mega mother, Aura, has left the house and has taken many of the children with him, including Father Amp of VA and mother and father of the North Carolina chapters, which they have closed down already, too. So maybe we can get someone to call and confirm or deny those allegations.
Yes, and I've been getting that tea also regarding the House of St. Clair. It's very unfortunate if that's so. Maybe someone from St. Clair can call in and confirm or deny. You know, anytime a house closes, very unfortunate. And I just I'm sorry, I'd like to extend my condolences. Go ahead.
I hear the music now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I figured I'd play something to go with the mood of that story.
I know. Because when you said condolences, I had to get really quiet then because I didn't know which way you were going with that.
I'm sorry.
But look, back to Justin Kahn for a minute. Someone said that Jason tried to chop him, but of course Mark wasn't having it, and then Selvin
Jason
brought
who?
Him back.
Jason who?
Jason. I'm not sure. You know, when the girls don't give last names, honey, I don't say because I don't know. 007, yeah. Jason is a 007.
Yeah, ex-prodigy.
So he tried to trap him, but Mark wasn't having it. Then Selvin brought him back, and when he brought him back, they said that he gagged
the
whole panel.
Somebody said he chopped him for Schoolboy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I can see him getting chopped for Schoolboy because he does look a little old to be walking Schoolboy. But as far as realness goes, he's definitely real. Now, if they chopped him for realness, I have a problem with that. But Schoolboy, no. He shouldn't be walking Schoolboy. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Avion.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay, yeah. All right, so they brought him back. Well, that's good because I'm sure he gagged everybody when he came back. Oh, I'm just
yeah, well, that's what they say. The whole panel gagged. That's what they say.
I'm sure they did. They chopped him. Well, you know how these girls are when they get on these panels.
Yes.
Power, power, power.
These houses are just popping up everywhere. These new houses and, you know, it's just, you don't know what people are anymore. Now, I heard that Jason was opening up a new house, but that may or may not be correct. I haven't heard Jason mention anything like that, but someone said that he's opening up a house called the House of Carter.
Well, I don't know, child. Jason won't come on my show. He's afraid to come on my show and talk to me. He came on when Keontae was the guest host. Cause, you know, Keontae,
oh, yeah, I remember when he was on.
Right, him and Keontae are good Judy's, so he, you know, he wouldn't come on to talk to me because I guess I was going to be tough with the questions. So, you know, it is what it is. But anyway,
all right.
Let's see here. Let's go back to the phone because I do want. Oh, wait a sec. Somebody's calling me. They know I'm on the radio. Let's go back to the phones. I do want to talk to a caller holding from a 973-30 number. Hello.
Just listening.
You're just listening? This sounds like Laquise. Is this Laquise?
Bad, yeah.
Oh, this is who?
This is Laquise. I'm listening.
Oh, hey, happy after Thanksgiving. You can say hi and don't just give just listening, honey.
What you want? What you want? Hey,
I said, you know what? This lady trying it. Say hi to Rhonda, Avias, and Hanif.
Rhonda, hey, Avias. Hey, Hanif.
Hey, Laquise.
Now let's let this child go before she get my pressure up. 202-560, you're live with Tom. Hello.
Just listen.
Hello?
Just listening?
Listen. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. 334-669 caller. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
Yeah. This is Jante. I'm actually from Atlanta. I went to school in Alabama, so I just kept my number the same. I want to say hi to Ms. Rhonda. I want to say hi to Ms. Avias and Hanif. I hope y'all had an excellent Thanksgiving. I want to know, y'all know that Britney Prodigy is having a ball Sunday, and what do you think that ball is going to be
like?
Wait,
hold on. Okay, wait, are you trying to give a plug or are you just asking a question?
Oh, no, I have a question. I said I want to attend that ball on Sunday. This was my first ball, and I just want to know, what do you think that ball is going to be like?
You're asking what do we think Booty's ball is going to give on Sunday in Atlanta?
Why? This is going to be my first ball, y'all, so what do you think? I mean, do you think I should go and attend?
Do you have the sound effects for cricket?
No, I don't have that sound effect.
I was just that just popped into my mind. I'm sorry, that was so out of here.
I don't know what that ball is going to give, quite honestly, because that first of all, that's a three ball weekend. The Chanels have already said they're not going to go to the ball because of an incident that happened at a previous ball involving Booty. So I don't really know what the ball is going to give. I'm scheduled to be out of town this weekend. Now, if I can make it back to Atlanta by Sunday evening and get a chance to get some rest, then I will attend.
That's
but
not going to happen.
I can't speak for anyone else because I really don't know.
Unless
I can't
you flying, boo.
Oh.
And Tom loves to push his own vehicle, so I know that's not going to happen.
Oh, also, right. Tom, you also have great DVDs. I purchased some on Black Friday. It was awesome. That was great. That was a good Christmas gift to myself. And I love the show also. I must tell you, I downloaded some on the weekend. I just recently got back listening to your show, and I downloaded some on my phone, and it's awesome.
You said you downloaded the show to your phone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I downloaded some of your previous shows to my phone. You're doing good. You're doing some awesome things. All of you guys have great radio personalities. I love listening to this show. Despite all the shade from all the girls, I hate that. I hate the callers who call and don't say anything. I hate that. But otherwise, this is awesome. I love listening to this. So just keep up the great work, and thanks for the great DVDs. I hope you remember me telling my email was Atlanta2007. So talk
yes,
to me
I
tonight.
Do. I remember.
You're awesome.
I remember.
You're lovely. All of you guys are awesome. So keep up the great
thank
work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. I really appreciate that, and especially being one of my customers, that was really nice. I like that. Yeah, we try to do what we can do to make this a fun experience despite the haters. Am I right, guys?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see here. Where am I going with this? Caller. All right. Caller from a 773-495 number. Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Neiman. Marcus Escada.
Oh, hey, Neiman. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, Marcus?
Rhonda.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
I just wanted to call in, and we had a really good ball this weekend. There was no drama, no fights, not until the end, the last category, Birds and Vogue. We got through everything, and I want to congratulate the new mother of the old Kentucky, Indiana area, Mother White Cunt Escada.
All right. Congratulations.
Welcome to motherhood. And then the Chicago chapter parents are now Father Charmaine and Father Tio Escada.
Okay.
Charmaine. All right. Well, congratulations, Charmaine and Tio. So both of them are father in Chicago?
White Cunt is mother of the old Kentucky, Indiana chapter, and then T.O. and Charmaine are the Chicago chapter parents.
Okay, so T.O.'s mother and Charmaine is father, okay.
Yes.
Did I get that right, Neiman?
Yes, and White Cunt is mother also, but she's mother in the Ohio, Kentucky.
Ohio region, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations, guys. I see that promotion because all of them have been there putting in work from, you know, a long time, so... See, that's how you're supposed to do it, people. You get in one house, you stay in a house, you work to make that house better, and then you get a parent position. You don't leave a house to go be parent somewhere else because they want to throw a title at you. Get in a house, stay there, put in work, and wait your turn. And that's how you're supposed to do it. So congratulations.
How's Eugene doing?
I haven't talked to Eugene. I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, congratulations, Neiman. So the ball turned out really nice.
Yeah, the ball was really nice. You know, I know you don't like balls in the wintertime, but this is a tradition here.
That's not why I didn't come, Neiman, because, you know, I've supported y'all balls before in November. So I didn't come because
I understand.
So
you know, when people don't come, I don't take it personal. You know what I mean? You just go on and throw your ball. I do it for, you know, the legacy of my house. I don't do it, you know, to try to get a whole bunch of people here. If they come, they come. If they don't, they don't. I don't take things like that. Shade, but I just want to say congratulations to them. They have worked very, very hard, and I look forward to a new day in Escada under their leadership. I didn't want to be one of these fathers that's a father of a house for 20 years and never promote other people. I think that's unfair when people work hard for on behalf of your house.
Right, I agree. I agree.
What up, Marcus?
And,
what you say, Hanif?
I'm saying what up.
Oh, what's up?
And we want to, and Neiman, we want to see you back on the commentating circuits more. I have been advocating my new position is now that we need more commentators, and I've been asking houses. In fact, I made this announcement, I believe, last week on my show, that each house needs to look deep within its house to find and cultivate new commentators because I believe that there's a monopoly that needs to be broken, and I would like to see that happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'm actually training somebody in my house. I did listen to that show because I always go back and listen to your previous shows. I did listen to your previous shows, and I am cultivating somebody now But as far as me commentating, I like do it, you know, the personal favorites of my friends, but it's just so difficult. It's just too much. You got to be security, argue with people, and, yeah, it's just too much. It's just be too much going on with the kids. They're very extra nowadays. It's a really hard job. So, you know, but I am cultivating one person in my house to start commentating.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right,
so
Neiman.
Anyway,
well, as usual. Okay, as usual, it's nice to hear from you and always checking in. We appreciate that. And congratulations to the members that were elevated again.
Thank you. All right.
Good night.
All right. That was Neiman Marcus Escada, the legendary from Chicago, checking in. And congratulations to White Cunt, Charmaine, and Tio on their new mother and father positions. That's a big move right there. All right. And I saw Charmaine being groomed for that. Because he's just that type of person. He's always traveling and stuff. So, yeah, I saw that potential in him, and I'm glad Neiman picked up on it. Caller from a 404-789 phone number. Hello. 404-789. Hello. Okay. Let me move to a caller from a caller from a 347-335. Phone number, you're live with Tom. Hello. Rhonda, did you have anything additional that came in?
Yes, honey. It seemed it's just a lot of things going on, Jill, over this holiday, honey. Let's see. What is this thing seeing here? Oh, well, the Lewis have been trying to get both Buddha, Aga, and Didi for months. They claim they do not pursue other house kids, honey, but, you know, they lied because they went after Didi and Buddha and also some other Agas. Most of the people who try to get Agas to come to their houses know they can only do it, you know, if they offer them titles and parent positions, you know. I mean, there's a whole list we can name, you know, and we have, like, Trigony, she's overall mother, Mizrahi, Rotten, he was the, now he's Father Milan. You know, and Eugene, now Father Mizrahi, and Rico, now he's Father La Perla, and so on and so forth, honey. So, yes, where's Harold? I mean, the house is in total disarray with the kids jumping ship. What's happening, honey?
Okay, well, yeah, that's a good question, Rhonda. We'll have to get some answers to those questions. Let me go to a caller from a 347-335. Hello.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rhonda.
Who is this?
Hi, Hadiz.
Hey,
Miss Aviad.
Hi, now, baby.
What's going on?
What's happening tonight?
Nothing. I had a blessed Thanksgiving. I spent it with my house children this Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
I just wanted to call into the show. And, you know, I was listening to the show. And I overheard Tom talking about the monopoly of the commentators, and we need to get more commentators.
Yeah.
They can get all the commentators in the world they want to commentate. But without a function, without a jack or a Kool-Aid on the mic, it is never going to be a function without them. The girls can groom all the children they want to come and commentate. But when you think about going to a ball, Tom, and you think about looking at a flyer, that's how girls judge if they're gonna go to a ball. Who's commentating the ball?
What's the category?
Tom, you've been doing this for 3 years. I've been doing it for 15.
Actually, it's been 4 years, and I don't.
Well,
I don't
four.
Know
I've been doing
change.
It for 15.
Okay.
Okay. So you know, it's just. Why do you want the girls to go? What's the problem with the commentators that we have?
Like I can do you four times a day.
Hello. Hello?
Well, honey, we had that topic already.
Hello?
Just listening.
I'm over it, you ready?
Daddy.
Hello, is anyone there?
I think we're all here. I think Tom.
I'm here.
Tom is there?
Oh. So Tom said his call drop.
Tom's call drop?
Yes, something he says stand by.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, hello. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Is Kelly still on the phone?
Yes, I'm still on the phone.
Okay, Kelly, stand by for just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize. That was a technical error on my end. My phone actually dropped the call. Everybody stop sending me Yahoo Instant messages, please. Okay, now I don't know what part of the conversation we lost, Kelly. I don't want nobody to think it was shade that, you know, we just all of a sudden stopped when she was going into her rant. So let me start over. Yeah, well, yeah. Let me start over. Kelly, you're back on the line. Let me just say this to you, Kelly, and then I'm going to be done with this because this is not going to be a discussion about your house as commentators. I first of all, I don't agree with what you're saying. And I wish that, you know, I think that people have been using that long enough to try and hold this grip on commentating by saying that, oh, well, if you don't have XYZ commentator, the ball is not going to be a hit. People ain't going to come. I don't buy that. I don't know too many people that go to balls based on who the commentator is, but I think that that's just what some people would have other folks believe. Now, I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers with this, and you know what? I don't even care because I'm just speaking my mind. And if anybody doesn't like it, then too bad. Y'all know what I give. I don't hold any punches.
Yeah, it's just like an asshole. Everybody has
their own opinion.
Well, but okay. Well, whatever the case is, Kelly, we're not going to make this a debate about.
Yeah, we're not going to make it a debate at.
I stand by what I said. I do think that each house needs to cultivate commentators like the Ivisus have done with Greg and Deshaun. There's no reason why only a certain group of people, no matter who they are, should have this tight neck hold grip on this particular part of the ballroom. I don't think that much power should be concentrated among any one or two or three individuals, no matter who it is. Now, if people don't understand what I'm saying and misconstrue it and misinterpret it and take it the wrong way, that's on you. But I don't make no apologies for what I said, and I stand by it. Now, did you have another comment, Kelly?
And to confirm or deny Rhonda's statement, no, Kool-Aid is not a Ms. Wright. She is a 007, not a publicity stunt. She is a 007. She is no longer a part of the House of Ms. Wright. As my sister and I love her down, she has left the house, and this is not a publicity stunt. We don't have to do publicity stunts. We're giving away $9,000. There is no
okay,
stunt.
Kelly, anything else?
No, honey.
I'm here to confirm or deny.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm going to confirm or deny
about her being Mother Pendarvis.
You know what? Tell Selvin to call in. Kelly, thank you for your time. Let's move on to the next caller. Caller from an unknown phone number. Hello. Caller from the unknown. Okay, thank you. I'll tell you what, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break and come
yes,
right
honey,
back.
Because she storms in like a dark cloud on a sunny spring day, honey. Let's all run for cover.
Today's policy is based upon
shame. Now you want to talk about reading? Let's talk about reading.
We have been birthed upon a time when the balls are no longer fun, but more so, a place where we often like to attend. Tonight, the theme is Take Me Back to Yesterday. And that's exactly what we intend on doing. Tonight,
I'm gonna ditch you right now.
Father Jovan Chanel and legendary Father Tony Over welcome you to the true meaning of the ball. Let's come, walk, and serve like they used to do in the beginning. Take me back to yesterday. Can you take me back? On December 5th in Richmond, Virginia, will you be able to take us back? Be there or be square. This is a function you don't want to miss.
Girl, this is yours truly, DJ Lucky Miss Rock, making sure you know what's going down. Saturday, December 13th, NY, motherfucking state. The BBBB ball. For those who can't catch the beat, that will be the big, bad, bold, and beautiful ball brought to you by the legendary trio, the lovely Jasmine Couture, Kelly Mizrahi, and Selma Mizrahi. Again, this will be going down Saturday, December 13th at the Bank in the Bronx. Grand prize is $5,000 female figure performance.
Wait, cut that shit off. How much did you say?
That's right, we'll be making a new $5,000 bitch that night. That's an overcoin right before Christmas. But there's a twist to make this fair. All contestants will be getting their pins from the crowd. This will definitely be a night to remember, so I'll see you girls there. For more info, log on to myspace.com/big5000 or call 1-888-286-7598. Once again, that's myspace.com/big5000 or call 1-888-286-7598.
Commences live and direct from Irving Plaza, New York City, New York. The legendary House of the Lord presents Life on the A-List, a new concept of reality show where the contestants compete for status, glory, cash, and fabulousness. The open casting call is the actual show tryouts. Come prepared, come fierce. Dazzle our judges and proceed to the battle zone destined for A-List status or face defeat and remain a line stander forever. The legendary House of the Lord presents Life on the A-List. One night, one shot, who will win? We'll make you famous.
All right, you just heard the Javon Chanel promo, the BBB ball, and the Allure ball. So
yes, very creative.
Pick your destinations and choose them wisely.
Yeah.
All right, let me say something real quick, because hold on a second, Rhonda, because I just want to remind everybody to see y'all got to be careful who y'all listen to, because I told y'all time and time again, people would give y'all false history and false information to puff their own egos. But I want to remind everybody, some people seem to forget about legendary commentators like Eric Kristen Bazaar, Kenny Ebony, Junior LaBeija, and the list goes on and on. So I know a lot of y'all might think that it's always been just two commentators, but there have been others that started before, and that's important to point out. So while folks are calling here trying to convince people that if so-and-so ain't commentating the ball, nobody's going to be there, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Now, the girls can try to come for me and read me, and that's okay, because I can hold my own. It don't matter.
Yes,
go ahead, Rhonda.
And if that whole thing about, you know, people pumping to the function because of the commentators is the thing, honey, that did, clearly that didn't work at RJ's ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they need people need to remember who paved the way. See, it's easy. That's why I'm always reminding people about history, because when you get on your ladder of success, it's easy to forget who came before you. But make no mistake about it, if you are basking in success in life and whatever you're doing, ballroom or real life, make no mistake, there was somebody that laid the groundwork for you to be where you are.
Yes.
People seem to forget that all the time. That really irritates me, because you didn't do nothing on your own, despite what you might want to think.
Right, and you're never going to be the first, unless you were back in the Garden of Eden somewhere, to have done anything.
Exactly. Amen.
So, you know.
So let me just move on, because that just had made me feel some type of way, and I just had to get that off my chest. And there's
and
no
a
shade.
Quick shout out, Tom, to a good friend of mine, Ero Deo. I hope you're behaving in the mid-mass. Okay, go ahead, Tom.
But, again, it's no shade. I know people are going to think I'm trying to be shady, but I'm not. I'm just speaking the facts, and a lot of people have a problem with the truth. But that's all right, too, because the truth shall set you free. And so you can't go wrong being honest and telling the truth. Okay, so I just got a text message from Selva. Now he's about to call. See, I see where this is about to go. I'm sure Kelly probably texted him and told him something. All right. Let's see here. Let's go back to the phone lines, because I don't want to get bogged down in that. Caller on hold from an unknown phone number. You're live with Tom. Hello. Unknown caller. Once, twice, you're out. 646-409. Hello.
Good afternoon, my posse.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
How are you? La la.
And
what's
baby,
up?
I hit you to come get your plate. That was a shade, but it's all good.
I was out of town.
Baby, not bothered, honey. Not bothered. Trust me. Anyways, how are you, baby? How is everybody doing? It's good to see everybody back on tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Baby, that's a good little after Thanksgiving little tea to come back to. Everybody together. So, you know, Rhonda, things are okay on the home front, or you just single again back on the block?
I'm single again, back on the block, honey.
Well, girl, you
and
know.
I'm living. I'm loving it. I'm all right.
All right. Anytime you want to come to ATL, girl, you know, we can go out, you know, scoop for boys. There's no tea.
Yeah.
Because I'm single again, back on the block. But anyways.
All right. Work, mama.
But anyways, I was just calling because, to me, Thanksgiving for me is about reflecting on life, period, on everything for me. And I had a new tradition this year. I was a little upset because I didn't get to go home, but I made a new tradition here in Atlanta. I had like a lot of my kids' friends come over, and one of my friends' mothers came over. She's a truck driver. So she came over, and we played board games. We really had fun. It was like something different, so I made a new tradition so I didn't feel, you know, so bad about not going home. And it is sad to me that some of these girls can call on here today without saying they were thankful, their meal went well, you know, peaceful things, that as soon as the show come back on, the girls can't wait to call about no mess. And that's sad to me. But I agree with you. Honestly, I do, because I feel commentating is just like a category. And I feel eventually them two are going to leave this earth, and it's no shade. We need somebody to continue the legacy, even if it's people in the same Mizrahi camp. I believe that a torch does need to be passed down. I mean, I would love to see a new fresh face walking down the beat. I would love to go to a function and not see the same people. There's no shade to them. I love them down. But I would like to see something new and innovative as far as commentating is concerned. It's the same old chants, the same old rantics. And it's no shade. And it should be nothing to get defensive about. It should be nothing for all that yelling and gawking. We're all adults. Can we see people act like adults? And that's why a lot of people don't deal with the ballroom scene, because of things like this. You say you think it should have been blue, and another person says it should have been green, and then chairs get to flying against you. That's foolishness to me. Exactly. But that's all. I'm pretty sure my that's fine. I'm pretty sure my MySpace is about to get hit with all kind of haterage, but it's no shade. But anyways, I love you guys. Toodles.
Love you too, Lala.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to take it up, Lala. Word. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't Jack only start commentating after Eric passed?
But you know what? I'm not going to make this show about him or any other particular commentator because it was not directed at any one person. It's, you know, and I know that's how it's going to be twisted, but I'm not going to make the show about him because I'm just not. It is what it is. People can take it however they choose to take it. I don't
care.
Because the
messages are coming through.
Yeah, I mean, well, they can send the messages through. That's fine. I'm sure the kids are going to read me tomorrow, and that's okay also, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, it is what it is. Before there was any of our current commentators, there were others. There was a Eric Christian Bizarre. There was a Kenny Ebony. There was a Junior LaBeija. There were other commentators that have graced the mic. Hell, even Al Varnian has commentated his balls before. Stewart has commentated balls. So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, these commentators that we have now descended from the heavens and stamped their seal of approval on commentating. It's just, and people need to stop promoting this idea of without so and so and so, the ball won't be a hot ball. That's just not true. And I'm saying it's not true. So if anybody have a problem with it, I said it. Okay, let's move on to the next caller because I don't want to get stuck on that. 202 caller. I think I may have already gone to them. 202-509. Hello. Oh, the hate mail is pouring in, these brainwashed children. 202-509.
Just listening.
Okay. I wouldn't have this problem if I got high with everybody. 469-544.
Exactly.
469-544. Hello. Hello.
What's going on, Tom? This is Dash.
What's up,
hey,
Dash? You got a comment?
I mean, we just, me, Norman, Shadow, we all just listening for the most part.
Oh, well, tell everyone I said hi.
Everyone, Tom said hi.
And tell Shadow, I know how cheap he is. I'm surprised he didn't hit me up to get no Black Friday DVD sales that was going on for half off.
Damn. Tom, you would not talk about it on this show because you know I'm not cheap.
Oh, now look who just got on the phone all of a sudden. Thanks, Shadow.
That's the Ebony, right?
No, he's a free agent. Hey, Dad, somebody just texted me and said you need to get home.
Need to get what?
Somebody
need
just
to get
texted
home.
Me and said you need to get home.
Some, get a what?
Somebody said you need to get home now.
Go home, baby.
And they said now in all caps.
No, I'm sorry. I'm at home. My name's on this. So I'm at home.
maybe he don't know that you're at home because he's texting me right now saying get home. And then he said, oh, really? So you've been
I'm at
buddy.
Home.
Oh, somebody got you on check and on lock. Yes.
Those are two different homes.
And I don't blame them.
Wow.
Tom, you can't do that because I have people like Kanye over here. You know, he don't really, you know, he's not stable, so he can't really handle those type of things.
Well, I'm just telling you what the text message said. I mean, I didn't make it up. I can forward it to you if you like.
I believe you. Trust me. I believe you.
I know you do. All right. Okay, Dash. Later.
All right.
Better get home, boy. Rock, the 007, what's up?
Oh, what's up, Tom? Well, I joined the house now, but I was going to call in and say
oh, wait a second. What house did you join?
The House of Radiance.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
But I was going to call in and say something, but it seems like I got enough going on tonight. I just will go ahead and finish listening tonight.
Is this
okay,
my Rock 007? Woman 007?
Yeah.
Rock?
Yeah.
How you doing, honey?
How you doing, Ms. Wanda? Ms. Abby?
I'm fine, honey, and thank
hey,
you
baby.
For the encouraging words, honey, online. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Rock. We're waiting on Selvin to let me know what phone number he's calling from tonight. He says he wants to come on the show and speak on his own behalf, so... I wish Terrence Legend International would call in. If anybody's near Terrence, maybe Kevin Omni is listening. One of y'all call in because, you know what, we need to do a history lesson on commentators. I can see that now because some people really got it twisted, and Kelly being the top of that list. So I want Kevin or Kevin or Terrence to please call in so y'all can give a rundown on the commentator's history so these girls can get this information correct and stop believing the hype. Okay, let's move on to the next caller. I have a caller online from a 404-579 phone number. Hello? 404-579, once, twice, you're out. 267-467, hello? Hakeem?
Oh, hello?
Hakeem, what's up?
Hakeem,
what's up?
Hello?
What's all that noise in the background, Hakeem?
I was watching the ball.
Oh, well, y'all need to put that on mute or something while y'all calling into the radio show. What's the tea? What's up?
I didn't think you was about to put me on. I was just had the phone.
Well, honey, I announced your phone number, so what's the tea?
Nothing. What's going on?
I heard you made it to the last
doing?
Battle in D.C.
Yes, I did.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. How's everybody doing tonight and everything?
I'm doing fine, honey.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. No,
I was talking about the ball being like a flop or whatever.
We did not say the ball was a flop.
Well, Rhonda said that it was a flop, but she worded it differently. But it wasn't a lot of people there, but, like, everybody that was there was, like, out-of-state people. It was, like, I think it was just missing the D.C. people. And, if it had the D.C. people, it probably would have been a good turnout. And it was a good turnout, but it was just real spacious, and a lot of Balenciagas there.
Hey, Hakeem, I just got a T.O. Escada is texting me saying hi to Kimi. Does that have a special meaning?
Does it have a special meaning?
Yeah, is that something special between the two of you that you want to drop on the show and go ahead and
No, that's my uncle. That's my uncle now, auntie.
Oh, it's your auntie. Ooh. And oh, okay.
That's my uncle, but now auntie because you know she's mother now, so now that's my auntie.
All right.
Wow.
Ain't no
okay.
Tea.
Congratulations to Junior Garcon, my son.
Yes, congratulations to Junior Garcon for the 250. Yeah. Oh, I got chopped too, but you know, I did.
Who got chopped?
A lot of people got chopped. I got chopped, but
the schoolboy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because
good.
because they said you're not supposed to wear jeans to court, and I had jeans on, but. You know, in court, there's no required look. It's a recommended look.
Yeah, because most of these young kids nowadays, if you go to court, they all got jeans and big T-shirts.
Right,
on.
And
they
it was a juvenile.
They.
It was a juvenile court anyway, so.
Right.
Yeah, but they brought it back and everything.
Okay. All
but,
right, Hakeem.
Yeah, I was just listening and everything. Hey, everybody, I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay,
bye.
I had a question, Tom.
Yes, go ahead.
Someone wanted to know, was Deshaun Evisu deemed legend yet?
I heard that he was deemed legendary at some ball a few weeks ago. I don't recall. I wasn't there, but I did hear that story.
Yes,
and it's funny that y'all mentioned Deshaun because I ran into Deshaun in Virginia while I was there at the club, him and a couple other ball people. But I was trying to get away from ball people, and no matter how far I went, I kept running into them, so... but no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Rhonda, you had something?
Yes, that's what I was referring to as well. They said Deshaun and Josh got deemed legendary.
Well, I didn't hear about Josh. I did hear about Deshaun. I don't know about Josh. I don't know if that's true. okay, well, let's go back to the phones because Selvin is on one of these lines, and I'm going to get to him in just a moment. 404-549, hello?
What's up, Tom? This is Booty. What's up, Rhonda? What's up, Avian?
What's
hey,
going
Booty.
On? They were just asking about you.
Oh, I heard. I was on the line. I heard you go to...
You must have heard us talking about realness, baby.
Oh, no. I hear y'all talking about that. I got on late. I heard y'all talking about them crickets.
Rhonda?
I heard Rhonda. But listen, no. I like crazy on this phone, man, I tell you. But no, we plan on having a nice...
They want to know what they can expect Sunday.
Well, they can expect a nice time. You know, all the cash is ready, all the trophies is ready, you know. All the tables are sold, so, you know, I've been getting a lot of feedback, you know, calls, people calling from here and there. You know, just looking forward to it.
Do you know if the Chanels are still not coming, or do you even care?
Well, I told them earlier in the alliance meeting. I'm quite sure you heard what I said to that. But
I wasn't there. What happened?
I'm not going to keep going into that, Tom.
Okay.
Okay,
you don't want to comment?
No, I have no comment. I tell
okay.
you what, if you're not so tired, you'd be there.
Oh,
how about
now,
that?
Who is that to? Just anybody?
No, that's referring to you since you said you're going to two balls and you might be tired.
Oh,
you,
oh, I see.
Oh, okay,
oh, I see.
You see. Okay, you see.
Well, I don't think you heard me correctly because I said
no,
once
I
get back.
No, I heard you very well. Just like I said, when you get back from the two balls that you're going to, if you're not tired, you come stand your long ass in the back and record, okay?
Well, you know, first of all, I have never missed a ball here in Atlanta. Obviously, if I'm in town, you know, I wouldn't just.
Well, you know, Tom, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. You heard me the first time. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was great. It was wonderful.
Mine was well as well. I went home to Florida with my family. Oh, I'm just so stuffed with turkey. I don't even want to see any soul food. I told Ken I want to go get me some chili cheese fries. I don't even want to see no collard greens, potato salad. I don't want to see any of that stuff. Rhonda, you're so quiet. What's going on?
Oh, I was preoccupied, honey. I have an engagement coming up that I need to take care of.
Huh?
I have an engagement I'll be getting ready for over here.
Oh, really? Is it
yes,
a safe,
I was in
is
town
a,
over the weekend. I didn't see you.
I wasn't here, Ron. I told you. I just got back home this morning. I went home to Florida.
Oh, okay.
You're not listening, or you're just too busy getting ready for that engagement?
Oh, well, yeah, honey. You were on. I wasn't
paying attention. Booty is trying it. Why are you trying it, Booty?
No, I'm not trying not. He came on the phone getting all house style. I came on the phone. I'm talking just as calm. Now, you know
right.
I'm not trying it, Tom. I'm just chilling. I'm just listening to you guys, and I was on the phone. I heard you. I heard when Kelly came on, I heard when Nemus came on, but you just hadn't got to my phone call yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm just chilling.
We look forward to Sunday. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to myself. Like I said, all my tables are sold. My DJ is ready. My commentators are ready. And on that commentator thing, I must say, I don't know if a lot of people will attend the balls just because they see Selvin and Jack's name on it or not. But I will say I do think they play a big part in ballroom when it comes to commentating and drawing a crowd to your ball.
Nobody's trying to discount the what they bring to the ballroom. I don't want people to misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm not trying to take anything away from what they bring to the table. But what I'm saying is I think it's wrong that people try and make them the be-all and end-all just because they're not commentating a ball. I mean, for instance, for your ball, Booty, do you think people would pay your function because of them not being the commentators? I don't think you would agree to that.
No, I wouldn't agree to that. But like I said, Tom, I'll say it again, you know, and it's always room for new people. You know, there's new people in categories that we walk now. You know, so it's always room for new people. Not saying that, you know, new people are not needed on the mic, you know, but when it comes to commentating the mic, when it comes to, you know, keeping people together when they're walking. I mean, you have Jack that's going to do that. You have Jack that's going to run through a ball. You have Jack that's not good. If you chop, you're gone. You have Jack, you know, he's not with stop the music, all this and that playing. You have some commentators that can do it and some commentators that cannot. You know, and it's just that simple. You know, Shelvin
okay.
and Jack, to me, I mean, I just think they're just the perfect people on the mic. They're just a terrible, just the toughest duo to me when it comes to commentating the ball. And I was back in my days when Eric was on the mic, you know, and I heard you said that Jack wasn't commentating while Eric was, and I think that's
no, no, no. What I said was that Eric was before Jack, and these are the people who laid the foundation.
No, I don't think you said that.
No,
you can certainly go back and replay the archive. I'm absolutely certain of what I said.
But, you know, like I said, I was walking balls when Eric was commentating. I don't think it got no different. I don't think it's gotten no different. You know, just maybe different chats. But Jack and Selvin are the people to be on the mic. Okay. And now you got Greg that's coming up doing his thing, too. I like Greg, too. He's good on the mic also.
Yeah, and so is Simba and Usher Mizza and Cassandra Ebony. It's a whole list of folks.
And Mariah Babylon.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could really, you know, you could really go down the list with that if you really think about it because,
right, you know, in certain regions.
Thank you for your call, Booty. My whole point was, and you're absolutely right, Ms. Ives, my whole point that seems to be getting lost is that not taking away from anything that the current commentators provide or bring to the table, there is room for more, and there should be more. It should not be that much power and control should not be concentrated among any two or three or four people in an entire ballroom scene. It just should not. And
for some reason, those people I just mentioned are not always allowed, so to speak, to do the larger functions, and I'm not sure what that's about.
Well, okay, let's move on to the next caller. I knew that was going to get misinterpreted.
Oh, I wanted to say one other thing. Kelly wanted you to know that she knows her history.
Apparently not.
You know, I'm just saying she feels that she was there, so she knows the history. But I think
I might not have been there, but I've seen enough ball tapes from back in the day, and I'm talking about VHS tapes. So I saw it. Whether I was there or not, I'm not stupid. That's the whole point of being able to interpret and read history, because you don't have to be there to know that George Washington was the first president. Now let's move on to the next caller. Caller from an unknown phone number, you're live with Tom. Okay, I have another caller from an unknown phone number. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. Okay, let's let that call go. 980, you're live with Tom. Hello?
Just listen.
Thank you. 404-748, hello?
I'm listening. It's Tom. What's up?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's Calvin Tom.
Oh, hey, Calvin. Okay, I'll place you back on hold. 443-851, hello? What happened?
It just sounded shady, honey. But
it did sound real
shady, honey. And he was actually trying to. It sounded shady from you because you just moved on real quick, you know.
No,
it sounded like he was trying to say something.
Let me go back to Calvin. Calvin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm chilling.
Hi, Calvin. How are you?
I'm all right. I'll be all right. How's fine, everybody?
Calvin is one of
Tom, that was shady, though.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're feeling a little funny over there.
You know what? Calvin, you know that's not true, so whatever.
All right.
Calvin, are you going to the ball this weekend?
I'm storming the heat this weekend, and anybody that's walking best dressed better be on beat.
Oh, all right. Calvin said he
from
is storming. From
Padon on down the line.
I'm sorry.
That worked. Yes, so you called out Padon.
Yes.
All right.
I'm just listening, and I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving.
We did.
For sure. How you doing?
All right, Calvin. Thanks a lot for calling in. Well, y'all just heard it live on the show, on Tom Blumenthal's show. Calvin is going to be storming the heat, and he said he is bringing it. Y'all better be on point from Kadon on down the line. And I know Kadon is going to be at the ball. I know Kadon is going to be there. So, okay, I'm going to have to pull out me an outfit for this. I'll have to pull out me something cute to wear. And there won't be skinny jeans. I know you're about to ask that, Ms. Aviance and Hanif.
Will your kids be hugged up?
No. Don't try it.
I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Let's go to another caller before I mysteriously lose Hanif's call. 252-347. Hello. 252-347.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Lawrence.
Oh, hey, Lawrence. What's up?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here chilling. I just want to say that, Booty, you have made my night.
You said Booty has made your night.
Yeah, Booty made my night. When Booty came on here, that made my night.
Okay. Now, how did he make your night? What did he do?
He just made me laugh. I'm just sitting here cooling, and he made me laugh for the night. So.
I'm sure he can hear you. He's listening.
Yeah, he made my night. Booty really just made my night. Hey, what else?
Okay. Anything else?
Are you high?
Yeah, Tom, hello.
Yes.
And Tom, you have been fierce tonight.
I'm being what?
You have been fierce tonight.
Now, how am I being fierce? See, I knew this was going to happen. How am I being fierce?
You being fierce and booty, you made my night.
Lawrence, how am I being fierce? Please tell me.
Oh, my God.
Because what?
Your mouth is a key.
What am I saying that's not true? I mean, am I making up anything? Tell me what I'm saying that's wrong.
I don't know, but God has really made me laugh tonight. Keep going. I'm having fun.
Okay. All right, Lawrence. Well, thank you so much. That's the question of the night. If I have said anything that's not true or that's incorrect, please call me and let me know.
No, Tom, it's not what you said. I believe it's how you said it.
I don't know how else I can put it, but other than just to put it straight, you know,
it's all about your delivery, Chill.
Rhonda, you have told me that before.
Is everything. Your delivery is everything.
Oh, okay, let's go to a caller from a 215-531 phone number. Hello. 215-531, hello. Okay. I don't know why these people won't just say, just listening, has told them to do repeatedly. Okay, let's go to another caller from 443-851. Did I get this caller already, 443-851?
Just listening.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's where that feedback was coming from. 215-543, hello? 215-543, you're live with Tom. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're live. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Is this Marquise?
Yeah, Tom.
What's up, Marquise? Rhonda, you had something you wanted to ask Marquise?
That's why I went upstairs. What were you saying? I'm not just
Rhonda. Rhonda.
And I'm like, feel like 515-531. I'm like, all right, yeah. People, if you're just listening.
Okay. Rhonda,
listening,
can
like,
you hear
five,
me?
Five, three, one.
Yeah.
Okay, did you have something that you wanted to ask Marquise?
Who
did? Oh, my God. I don't know what happened to Rhonda. Marquise, tell us the story. Tell us the story, Marquise.
What story?
With you and your situation. I understand that you've moved on or you've broken ties.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I'm not a prodigy no more, but, you know, it's just something I need to work out with my house. I don't know if I'm going to be one again, but I'm not one right now.
All right, Marquise.
And what are you thinking about going to?
Milan.
Oh, Lord.
So it's not true you left the house because they didn't take fresh out.
Well, that was the it's something like that. It's just a situation with me and him, and we not getting along. So, but me and him worked everything out. That's still my friend. What's up, Fresh?
But oh, y'all did
I'm
work
not
it
in
out.
The house. Yeah, me and him worked it out. We worked it out, but I'm not in the house. But me and him did work it out.
Okay. All right, Marquise. Well, thanks.
And Marquise, how was that received?
What you mean? How was it
received? How did they take it when you said you weren't going to be in the house anymore, sweetie?
How did they take it? They took it, I guess, whatever way they wanted to take it. I never talked to them after that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know this is all a matter of public record as of tonight.
As in, what you mean public record? Like,
everyone knows now.
well, my Yahoo tag on Sunday said Marquise 007.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the MySpace also. Oh, okay,
right.
Marquise, I gotta move on. Thanks a lot for calling.
So the general idea that when one goes to 007, they're just free agents. They're just walking. They don't have
right.
a house mother or a house father.
Yeah, 007 is the new era word for a free agent. That's what they call it now.
Okay, so it means that you go into a holding state and then you're up for grabs going forward.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, I think Larry came up with that term 007, if I'm not mistaken. You know, he's been a free agent so many times. I'm not sure about that, but I think it was him that created that. But let me go on to a caller from a 404-934 caller. Hello. I can't hear you. Did you say just listening?
Just listening.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
Honey, I'm going to have to clock out a little early tonight.
I forgot about a previous engagement I promised someone, and now yes, it's only 15 minutes early, Jill. Like taking the early lunch.
Yes, honey. Oh. The same amount of time it's going to take for a happy evening. Good evening, honey.
Thanks.
Oh,
callers, remember, if they're trying it on your time and on your dime, even during the holidays, you give them a stiff stern look, as Santa Claus would do if you've been naughty, and tell them ho, 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 and chill, please.
Oh,
I love you guys. I will see you guys on tomorrow. Even you, honey, if you need to be here.
Right. Goodbye, Rhonda.
Watch it.
Bye, all.
Okay. Goodbye. All right. Goodbye. Okay, listen, everybody, I can see right now this is getting out of control. Call it from the 410-462. Okay, let me go find Selvin's phone number because Selvin has been waiting. I know he wanted to make a comment. Selvin, are you there? Okay, let me try this one more time. Selvin, hello?
Hello?
Yes, okay, Selvin, before you say anything, just one second. Now, I'm getting text messages now saying that I'm trying it, that I'm being a mess, that it shows my personal feelings against this particular individual. Let me just say, I don't know why people are saying that, that this has nothing to do with my personal feelings about any particular individual. It is my belief, and I think I'm entitled to this belief. I believe that there should be more than just two commentators. Now, if people take that as being shady, that's on you. I cannot make you feel any different than how you feel. I think, I mean, we want to go to a ball and there's only two people walking the category? That wouldn't make sense. So I don't understand why it's so hard for us to accept that we can have more than two commentators. It's nothing personal, whether I like a person or don't like a person. I believe that there should be more than two commentators. That's my personal belief. I've said it before. Tonight is not the first night that I've said it. I'm not being fierce. I'm not being messy. I'm speaking my opinion. And people should be allowed to have an opinion without them being judged and labeled being messy or trying it or being fierce or whatever y'all want to call it. And I wish we could accept people's different views and different opinions and just accept it for what it is and not label them or label me as trying it and all the other things that y'all say about me. Because please stop sending me the hate text messages, please.
Hey, Tom.
Hello?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Hanif, what was you about to say?
No, I was going to say, what do you think about, like, you know, pairing up a Jacko or Sylvan with, like, doing the tag team commentator thing with it? Well, one of them, someone who's established with doing it,
I think that's a great idea to put them with some of the new kids. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you take a Jack and a new person and a Sylvan and a new person.
Yeah, because the new people get a chance to get their foot in the door. I mean, how else do you get a chance unless somebody give you the opportunity? It's like when you go to a job.
Can I say something now?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to bring you in a second, Sylvan. But it's like when you go to a job and they tell you you don't have enough experience. Well, how do you get experience if you don't ever get a chance to do the job? You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Go ahead, Sylvan.
Ms. Tom, that's called. We're hiring from within.
Say something now.
Yeah,
your comment now, like I'm going to say from the beginning, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. That don't even bother me. That just makes me stronger. That's number one. Number two, when it comes down to this business, you got to work for it. You have to earn your respect. And I feel like this. When Jack and Eric was doing it, the same way how Deshaun was, the same way how Greg was, and I can go on down the list. I was exactly like that. How I got in, because I'm only going to speak for me, how I got in, because I'm going to be honest with you, I never ever thought that I ever would ever be a commentator. Thanks for R.R. Chanel. Thanks for Stanley, legendary father, Milan. Thanks for Eric Christian Bazaar. Those three was the ones that told me, oh, I should do it. When Stanley gave his ball, the category was commentator versus commentator. That is how I started. So if you really want to get into this, I'm not stopping nobody from nothing. Because why? They have a category that says commentator versus commentator. I can't help it if God is still blessing me with my talent. So if God is still blessing me with my talent, I'm going to keep going with my talent. Just like when I got commentator of the year at the awards board, what did I do? I felt that they charged a good job for that year. So I gave him my award. So I'm never pressed. I'm never bothered. This is just a gift that God gave me. And that's all I can say. And I'm happy that I have this talent. And will I keep moving on with my talent? Yes. Why? Because I touches souls. That's what I do. When I commentate, I have fun. I put a bitch in a place. I tell them like it is, and I keep it real. I can't help it if I have control of what I do. I can't help it if I have the talent of what I do. I can't help it if I'm making hits at every ball. So let's get this one thing correct, too. I don't always repeat everything at a ball. I'm always coming with something new on my album. So let's get my record correct, okay? The mic was passed on to me by the legendary icon, Junior LaBeija, just like the legendary icon Stuart LaBeija passed the mic on to Jack Mizrahi. And like I said, I'm not speaking for him, I'm just speaking for me. So if girls can't wait, then come on through. And that's all I can say. Let me finish.
Because I'm going to have to get this out. I want to remind everybody, but no one called anybody's name. Nobody called a commentator's name. I want to remind everybody of that. Okay, Selvin, go ahead.
Now, like I said, because you didn't even let me finish. And I think that was disrespectful. Okay, I think that was disrespectful because why? Because this is your show, and I'm going to always respect it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you spoke, I didn't even breathe or butter or utter. I let you explain yourself, which you really haven't had to explain yourself because, like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And like I tell any commentator that comes up in this, if it's your time, it's your time. If it's my time, it's my time. It's anybody's time. If you really want to get into it, chanting and commentating is two different things, okay? You got to please the crowd. You got to control the crowd. Everybody thinks, oh, you just do a chant on the mic. It's commentator. No, you have to go through a lot of stuff to do it. So if anybody feels they want to take my job, fine. If they want to take it, it's here today, gone tomorrow. It's what I'm going to do when the day is gone. That's what I got to think about. When my time is up, someone got to think about what is he going to do for me. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I did all that already as in commentator versus commentator, 101, teams, never lost. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm all about now. This is a business to me. This is not fun to me anymore. This is all about now. If somebody comes along, it's no shame. If Gray comes along and takes the spot, God bless him. Now it's his time. Now it's his time. I am willing to give up the mic, but I'm like, give up to who? It ain't nobody but me and Jack.
Nobody's saying give up the mic. What I'm saying is it's time to open up for other people. And see, I think people are taking it personally.
Well, that's why they can't take it personal.
Apparently so.
That's why we have comments. Am I correct? Well, I'm not getting heated. I'm not getting upset. Only thing I'm saying is that everybody's saying it's top of this, it's top of that. Don't they always have a commentator versus commentator? At certain points, I could have sworn they've been having a commentator versus commentator. Like how many times? How many times they've been having it? So if anybody really wants to take the chance or take the break, like I said, and I say it again. A commentator is a commentator. A person that gets on the mic and chants, just chants. You know what I'm saying? You got to do a lot to commentate. A lot of people think that it's easy. I'm here to tell you, over 10 years plus,
are you grooming anybody right now to take over the mic?
If you really want to get into it, I don't have to groom anybody because no one groomed me. Just like my kids, if you really want to get into it,
okay.
Derek is my child. Nicole is my child. Pony is my child. Malachi is my child. Alora is my child. And I can go on and on and on and on.
I never taught them.
They taught themselves, and I always taught them this.
Do you think that at this time in ballroom that it's time to open up the commentating floor to other people?
If you really want to get into it, the floor has always been open.
So does that mean
because
yes
if you,
or no?
If you get into it, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you really get into it, have I been at every ball this year? No.
Okay. So I'm assuming you mean that it is time.
I'm assuming what you assuming that it's time for what?
Are you agreeing with me that it is time to open up the field of commentating to new people?
I mean, if you really want to get into it, it's open for anybody. It's just that no shade. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not the one that's giving these balls. See, this is where this comes in. I can't help it if I'm making, and if everybody's on this phone, please tell me, am I wrong? Haven't I made you feel it? Haven't I made you laugh? Haven't I made you want to pee on yourself?
Once again, Selvin, nobody is taking anything away from what you do, and that's why I didn't want to make this a topic.
But that's the thing. But that's the thing.
It's going to be taken out of context.
But that's the thing. You're not letting me finish. You're not.
No, listen.
You're not letting me finish. You're not letting me finish. You keep, but you keep cutting me. Okay, but then let me finish. Now, like I said, I'm the one that does all that. And I'm not saying that there ain't no one out there. You know what I'm saying? Just like I saw Sinbad at a Kiki function, and he was chanting. And I told him, I said, baby, I said, right now, Deshaun and Greg is doing their thing. I said to him, and mark my words, I said, Sin, I said, you is really eating it. I said, you have a talent, and you don't even know that you have a talent. I said, but I believe in you. So it's not like I'm this person that's like, oh, well, I don't want nobody to have fun with it. Da, 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 da. Like I said, they have commentator versus commentator, which I feel they should have chant versus chant. But like I said, and I'll say it again. You do have Derek. You do have Neiman. You do have Jay. You do have this one. You do have this one. So it's not like I'm at every ball. I just can't help it if I'm the one that's still doing my thing. I can't help it if I'm I can't help it if I'm still on top with my game. I guess when people start feeling that I'm not on top with my game, then that's when I say that Selvin has died. But as my last words, I hope everybody will come to me, Jasmine, and Kelly's ball. And parents, please make sure that you get your tables in advance because you cannot get it at the door. And Tom, like I said, I don't have no problem with you or nobody at all.
I don't have a problem with you.
I'm double, like I said, I'm Miss White.
My opinion is what it is, and I don't apologize for that for anyone. And I say that to say, Selvin, thank you for calling in. You know, you're always welcome to call in on the show.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm going to go on. I have to get a couple more calls before the show is over in 10 minutes. But thank you once again for calling in to clear that up for us.
Definitely. Anytime. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
Okay. And I just want to remind everybody to please go back and listen to the archive of tonight's show. Because, first of all, not once did I ever call anybody's name out. And I did make it very clear that I'm not trying to take anything away from what the commentators do. And see, that's where people get confused. Nobody's attacking the talent of the commentators or
their
ability.
Already verified, you know.
Right. I mean, I first of all, I'm one to give praise and credit where it is due.
Oh, me too. I don't care who it is.
Because I'm determined, I'm not going to live my life being a crab in the barrel like other people are towards me. So I'm not going to do that to somebody else. So I give kudos to both Jack and Selvin. However,
oh, yes.
I maintain what I said before, and I'm not gonna back down from this. We are at a time right now in the ballroom where we need new commentators. I feel like that there is a grip on commentating that needs to be broken. There's a monopoly, and point blank, there's a monopoly. And when people get to the point where they feel like, you know, like Kelly called in and said, well, because so and so and so is out on the mic, nobody's gonna go. That, to me, is total BS. I don't believe it, and I don't agree with it. And for anybody that has a problem with what I'm saying, then that's just too bad. I'm sorry. Let me go to – and I know this is going to be all misconstrued after tonight, and that's fine. But
it shouldn't, though. It really, really shouldn't, because it was nothing was ever said. Half of what was discussed
tonight
was people – it was just people calling in and making points and people sending instant messages and saying whatever they felt about whatever. And this is a platform for that type of information. No one is trying to take anything away from anyone. You know, there is no shade in that at all. This is just an open discussion.
Absolutely. I mean, when I came into the DVD thing, people tried to deter me and, you know, badmouth me and keep me from doing it, and I just pressed on. So, I mean, obviously I wouldn't turn around and do that to somebody else.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to let that go because I knew this was going to happen. This was not the topic for tonight. We were doing a weekend wrap-up.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm you knew it was going to happen, but I'm actually surprised because by observing how things transpired, it went in a direction that I don't even know why it went in that direction because discussed in that way.
That's because people don't know how to think for themselves. So they are so caught up in being around other people and listening to what other people say. They just fall in line with what everybody else says. And I'm sorry, but I've never been that way. I've always been an independent thinker.
Yeah, me too.
I can think for
myself. I give honor where it's due, but I do not follow anything but God.
Right.
Let
me try to get a couple of last-minute phone calls in before we go. I know that the girls are going to want to read, but that's cool. I like that. 202-747, you're live with Tom. Hello.
Just listen.
Thank you. 443-977, you're live with Tom. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Quite great. How are you, darling? I'm quite
great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to make a comment about the commentator thing.
Go ahead.
I believe what you're saying is quite right, that there should be some space open to
Please
the commentator.
Please hold while the Nextel subscriber you were trying to...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, something just happened, but go ahead.
I'm sorry. What I think should happen is these houses, when they have the house balls, they should start promoting their kids that want to actually do balls and do commentating and have them commentate, let's say, half of the ball and then have Selvin and Jack commentate the second half just to promote the house and things of that sort.
Right, right.
Do you agree with that, you think?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, that also touches on what I was saying about if you have a Jack or a Sylvie, you have some up-and-coming people that want to do it, let them tag team the event, someone who's known for doing it.
Well, if you can't talk to Sylvie about things like that, he gets quite erratic at times.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to read Selvin, but I feel like Selvin may have misinterpreted what I was trying to say.
Exactly.
It seemed like he got defensive, and I was trying to avoid that. But,
well, you did make a great point, and it's time for a new era. It's 2009 coming, and we do need some new commentators on the scene.
Right. It's absolutely
okay,
right.
Well, I'm going to sign off as of now. Thank you guys for your time. Have a good evening.
Thank you, caller. 404-324.
Going to learn to stay in character, boo.
Yes.
Hi, Angel.
404-324. Hello. Hello. Okay. 7-7. Yes. Go ahead. Caller 404-324. Okay. 718. Caller. Hello. 718-623. Okay. I don't know why they have music playing in the background. 937-546. Hello.
Just listening.
All right. Thank you. Wow, somebody's breathing real heavy. My goodness. 443-813. Hello. I thought we dropped 443-813. Hello.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be honest, did you breathe like that?
No, baby.
That is.
But when I do breathe like that, there is a reason.
Okay.
Oh wow.
let's go to a caller that just called in from a 267-286 phone number. Hello. 267-286. Hello.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. Let me see. We got 5 minutes remaining. I want to try and get as many phone calls as possible. 810-814 from Michigan. Hello.
Hello, Tom. How you doing? I'm just listening.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. How was yours?
It was, it was real good. I really enjoyed myself. Spent time with my auntie, actually, because she don't have no family here.
Oh, okay.
So we really, cooked and everything, made banana pudding together. But because she don't have no kids or anything, so.
Wow,
So we played Nintendo Wii.
With your aunt? That was nice.
Yeah.
All right, caller. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, caller from a 312-545. Hello. 312 caller, hello. What's up? Who's this?
This is Jermaine.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing.
Just want to thank everybody for coming out to this Scotta Ball.
Wait, who is this again? This is who?
Shemaine.
Oh, Charmaine and Scotta. Oh, congratulations on the new position.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Go ahead with your comment.
Bro, I just want to thank everybody for coming out, you know, for this past weekend. The ball was, you know, real good. And I hope everybody that's online right now enjoyed the holiday. That's all.
Okay, Charmaine.
Yes,
well, congratulations again, and thank you.
All right, cool.
Okay, 301-292 caller. Hello.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you. I think we got room for one more phone call. 678-558. 678-558. Hello. Oh, wait a second. Damn it. 678-558. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're live. Go ahead.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good. What's up?
What's going on? This is Mother Deidre Ebony.
Hey, Deidre.
Hi,
what's
Deidre.
Up, girl?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Fine.
Great. I just wanted to make a comment. I just wanted to say sometimes I think gay people can be kind of overly analytical, and
mm-hmm.
they misinterpret what it says.
Critical,
you know,
right.
Say, right. There's a difference between hearing, listening, and comprehending. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to read nobody or whatever, but I think they didn't comprehend what you were saying.
I don't think they did either. I agree with you 100%. They didn't.
Right.
Everybody,
so that's
everybody heard it, and they immediately thought shade.
Right.
He's trying to throw shade at somebody, and it wasn't like that at all.
Right. But that's why I've chosen. You know, if you know, we have Labor Day weekend this year, and I chose it to like mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Pick one of the popular ones and pick a new one. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of mix it up. You know
so the Ebonies are doing
everybody.
Labor Day this weekend.
Yes,
I mean,
we are.
This year? Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. Word.
Yes. Yes. So it should be really, really nice. And I just wanted to just commend you on your show and just tell you I think it's fabulous.
Okay. Thank you, Deidre. And keep me updated on the details of the show so we can get all the info put out for people.
Absolutely.
I meant the details of the ball. I said the show. Oh, my
right.
God.
Right. I know what you meant.
Sometimes I'm prophesying, child.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate your support.
All right, please.
Okay. She was absolutely right, Ms. Avgas. People heard what they heard, and it just, I think, went over their heads. And
well, you know, I tell you what happened. It's bits and pieces of information, and then, of course, sometimes, you know, when something is said or discussed, someone sends someone a text message, and it gets lost in translation, and that's all. So, the intent of what's being discussed sometimes is misconstrued by the person who sent the text message to the next person to alert them to call in, and then they come in on the energy of that vein that doesn't even exist
right.
at that moment. So it happens
right,
all the time. It's not.
Exactly.
It's nothing new.
And I'm prepared for this kind of thing. I already know I'm a target, first of all, and then especially because of this show, I'm an even bigger target. So I understand that, and so you know, I just take that into consideration when I say what I say, and I just have to. If I didn't say what was on my mind, I wouldn't be me, and I could not.
Oh, yeah.
I can't be fake and phony. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You gotta stay true to yourself.
I have to stay true to who I am, and that means I have to speak my mind. Now I try to be respectful of everybody. But I'm not gonna not be me to make you feel comfortable. You understand what I'm saying? Because
right.
you have to deal with your own insecurity. If you have insecurity issues, that's your problem, and I'm not gonna allow you to make your issues my issues. So I'm gonna continue to be who I am. And for those of y'all that don't like it, then you know you just don't have to. You don't have to use me, and I'm cool with that too. You know, it's no big deal because I don't need no extra people in my life right now. I'm good with that. So as the show becomes I'm just keeping it real. I mean, I'm being real. Like, I'm being serious.
Look, Tom, this is completely off topic. One of the children
we got 24 seconds.
Hey, look, one of the children sent me a message and said they were disappointed that they didn't hear my intro tonight and they expected to be on air by Wednesday.
You know what to do.
Oh my God,
Tom, you did
okay.
say that. You did make that promise before the holidays. We'll chuck
it
up to the turkey consumption, honey.
I'm gonna get it. I promise. I promise. Everybody.
Good time. I don't like what you're saying. Tell me to kiss your whole black ass, your entire natural black ass.
Oh my God. Good night, everybody. I love y'all.
So see you tomorrow.
I am grateful for the things that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Set me free.